This is the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 322 for property ID 210126000. The property is owned by David Arndt and Julie Arndt. The board members present by video conference today are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have David Arndt present for the appellant. And so go ahead and raise your right hand and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony, make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. I'm going to bring up my other screen here. So I don't know if you have all the pictures and things I sent.
We do.
Well, okay. Basically, you probably have them. I just can't see them, and I'm looking at my computer and looking at the basically the ones. Maybe I can go back to the pictures here. Of course, my house is right there. You can tell I have a lot of work to do to make it a good selling item. A little overgrown. Shrubbery, trees. I had some issues with trees falling down in that snowstorm we had last year. I was hoping it won't do more damage. I need to actually take them all down. And then, of course, have issues with the house. Windows are starting to fade out on the sun side. And then, everything is getting close to its lifetime. Oh boy. Of course, somebody has to come when I'm talking. I'm going to move my cat out of the way. Sorry about that. Next few years I'll be needing a new roof. It's a 25 year roof and we're approaching 25 years, but hopefully it'll go a few more without, issues. And so there's a lot of things that need to be done, painting. And I was thinking, I called one person for a bid for the whole thing, and I never heard back. And I thought, well, I don't like bothering people. They're so busy right now. So I didn't get that far. And so I'm looking at these other houses that have sold. A neighbor down the road on the, this is sold. Let's see, I don't know if you can see that. I'll get to my screen there. $749,000, and that was a fairly nice house. It kept up, and the comparable to. I'm switching back to photos. They have a pretty nice setting there. It's an older house. Looks like it's been remodeled. I didn't go to their properties to see what it looks like now. It just came off of Zillow, these pictures. I didn't want to be snooping around at people's places. And this is a little older house there on the number four, and then number five, if my place is all fixed up, that's a nice horse ranch. It looks like there's a horse in the pasture. I saw their property lines. It extends on down quite a ways in this pasture that you can't see here, but they have a newer barn shop, a small little building for the horse, it appears to be. Looks like it's summer. Everything's kind of dried up. Newer roof. And that was Herbal 5. And I'm trying to get to that one now. If my house was all, you know, fixed up and stuff, it would have been getting close to that. And it shows a building that was built that looks like the detached garage slash shop, 1,200 square foot. And then some older buildings, I think, was in there. That's a pretty close estimate, I suppose, with what I have here, if everything was cleaned up. And then the other one that's, there's several of them, I guess, let's see what we got on 6 here. Sits back in the woods, kind of secluded, it looks like. And, I'm clicking through back and forth trying to get to. So there's several of them that are a close range. And I guess the one closest to my house that looks wise are actually on paper. Comparable 4 looks pretty close on paper, as far as outbuildings and things. And I don't have any more pictures than just that, but they had a lot of extra outbuildings. And probably, number 2 also is a pretty close look at it. So mine was up, and far as condition wise, I guess number 1 that I have there is 149,000 Pecan Ferry Road. Of course, my barn has some issues, so I don't know if it has a value, much a whole of a lot of a value at this point. I've got quite a bit more to do work wise. And far as the house structure, it looks like it's a good minus construction as mine. Average ranch, also, well, it's a ranch with a small upper floor, it looks like, 2,800 square foot, 4 bedrooms and 3 baths. I have 3 baths, so it's a close comparison also. So there's several in my price range there. If I got mine up to speed and fixed up, I guess I would be closer to the upper end. But right now, there's, of course, money is a big issue, trying to get things squared away. I try to do most of it myself, but a little at a time, and it'll come together. So I don't know what else to say than what I have found. Here's the, like to see my place looking closer to this. Nice cleaned up outer building. I don't know. You guys have a few questions for me?
I don't have any questions. I think I have enough information to make a decision.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't see anything I really have a question on. Other than that, number 5 that you used, I think it's number 5, that looks like that has a detached garage with unit, some kind of base over it, and there's a fenced area in the back of that. I just wondered where that was exactly from you. That's it, north. Is that east or west of the freeway?
That, let me go back to number 5. Oh, that's number 5 is just to the southeast of me. Oh, Timmon Road. Wait. Nope, I'm on the wrong one. Allen's Canyon is just right at the tip of my, like a 500 feet from the edge of my road, Pecan Ferry Road. Allen's Canyon goes down and back up. It's just a few miles to the south, southwest.
Okay, so it's there by A1A too, by the casino and all. You're just northwest of that. Is that correct?
It is. I'm northwest of the casino. It's a little bit more straight west through Allen's Canyon, which is about a good half a mile up and down the hill. So it's just in the area, but west. Let's put it that way.
Okay. That's good. Thank you. Yes.
And number one is Beacon Ferry Drive, which is straight down my road, up on a
yes.
Another offshoot, which on paper, that one looks pretty close also.
Okay, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay, I got it. All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, and then Dan, I'll have you close that one for me.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 330 for property ID 29917000. The property is owned by Richard Avery Baranzano. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the appellant, but we do have Justin Soth present for the assessor's office, and he's over video chat. So at this time, we'll go ahead and have you raise your right hand and get you sworn in.
Right hand up. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm not going to give you the spiel list because that's for the appellant, so go ahead and tell us whatever you want to.
Sure. So thank you guys for joining me today and let me come on here. I know that the discussion should be relatively quick, but I had noticed that there were two situations that were brought up on the appeal form, and I just wanted to address those to provide some clarification just so everyone's aware. I have had the same discussion with the appellant, so he is aware. And I'm not saying anything that he hasn't heard, but just to address the two things that he had brought up and to provide some clarification, he had indicated that a comparable property across the way had sold recently and was being valued at $9.50 per square foot. I did some research on that just to make sure that we were treating everybody in equity, and found that that particular property had been in our new construction cycle. And I think everyone's aware, but just in case, our new construction properties are held out of the first notice of value mailing. That gives us time to be able to go on site, record what's there, and then make an appropriate assessment based on the information that we've been able to collect. So when he was doing his market research for the appeal, we had not yet updated the online information. So it was still indicating that the land rate was $9.50, which was actually established in the prior reval. Once we were able to go through, verify the information and do the update for the second mailing of that new construction property, it is being valued at the same $13 per square foot as the subject property. So I just wanted to clarify that they are being treated the same, and we do not have that particular land rate out there for the 2022 assessment. Secondly, he had indicated that there was a percent increase, a year-over-year increase of, I think it was 36%, just over 36%. And that's another point I just wanted to clarify, that while the year-over-year change was significant, it was actually representative of the entire time frame from the prior year revaluation in 2018 to this 2022 assessment. So the land value had not been updated since that prior revaluation. And well, it is technically from 2021 to 2022, a 36% increase. The actual is more true of around a 10% increase per year. So I would rebut utilizing percent increases as an appeal issue for establishing value, but I understand why he would bring that up. And so I just wanted to clarify that it wasn't going 36% from 21 to 22. It was actually from 2018 to 2022.
Got it.
Okay.
So that's all I had. I did not submit any additional evidence, but I did want to just be able to provide some clarification on his concerns. And like I said, him and I have had those discussions as well. So that's all I've got, and I appreciate your time.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Any other questions, John, Lisa?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 334 for property ID 127400000. The property is owned by Gregory Collins and Penny Collins. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Gregory Collins present over the phone for the appellant. So if you could go ahead and raise your right hand. I know we can't see you, but do please still raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent in the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't have a decision, like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay, sure. This 3-acre piece in Camas, inside the city limits, and I've tried to find sales of bare properties inside the city of Camas and was not able to. So I went ahead and did it based on what I have for ongoing expenses right now. We are in the process of trying to short plat this to get rid of the property. And so what I've run into with the city of Camas in doing this was I originally had proposed it as an 8-lot short plat to fit into the R10 zoning. But because it's inside the city of Camas and because there's an R12 adjoining the south boundary of my property, the city of Camas came back on the pre-application notes on page 2 of those notes and said that their municipal code CMC 18.09.080.B comes into play on this particular piece of property, which is basically a buffering code. And what that, the impact that that had on my property was that any lots that I developed on it had to be the maximum size for an R10 zoning, which is 14,000 square feet each. So that meant that I couldn't short plat it as 8 lots. I had to drop it down to 7 lots in order to be in compliance with that code. So that's a major factor in determining the value of this property. If this had been ideal shape in an R10 zoning, I could have gotten perhaps as many as 12 lots on it. But because of the dimensions of this property and that code, I can only get 7. So, again, that's a major factor in what the value of this property actually can be stated as. So as with that in mind, that 7-lot maximum that they would allow, I got involved with Olson Engineering to proceed with developing it as a 7-lot short plat. And the cost for all of that, I've included on a spreadsheet, which I hopefully you have there. It was sent in with the original appeal. And it shows the land development engineering costs with Olson Engineering. At that time, was what it, the information I had then was $90,821 for that part of it. It has since gone up over $100,000 in spending, and they just notified me to get through completion, surveying, plotting of the lots once they're in place, and all the rest of that is another $48,000, which was not included in this. But at any rate, as I show on the spreadsheet, it's $90,821 for Olson. And then the land development construction cost estimate, which includes Dan Tappanay excavating, Prairie's estimate for electrical and street lighting and landscaping, water, and all of that, and then a contingency of 15%, and then sales tax, that comes up to $820,000. And then the Clark PUD told me that to relocate the power pole, which is currently right where a street's going to be, is another $12,000. And then the miscellaneous development, attorney's fees and CPA and the LLC fees, I put it $25,000 so far. I've encountered $9,000 in fees in that category. And then a loan fee of 8% for the loan for development. And then I put a value on the lots of $250,000 for this purpose. That's higher than what the assessor has them at. I think that's a reasonable number. But then I subtracted 5% or put in 5% for real estate commission for the lots, which came to $87,500. City of Camas development fees, which were listed there, of another $21,687, and estimated total revenue of the lots of $1,750,000, and with the expectation of a developer being able to get 20% profit, that was $350,000. So the net value of the property comes in at $269,031 based on actual costs that are going to be encountered. And as I said, it's a little bit higher than that right now with the new costs that have come in more recently, but it is what it is. I didn't have time to submit those newer estimates for this purpose. But the point that I – so 269031 is what I come up with for a value. And I had gotten an unsolicited bid for the property, which I also emailed in after the original application for the appeal. And that price was $225,011.73, which is close to what I'm coming in at. And if I add in the cost that I got more recently, it comes in fairly close to what that unsolicited offer was. So I think the $269,031 is a fair and accurate appraisal for appraised value for the property.
That proposal
that's kind of where I'm
sent
in. Pardon?
That proposal that you sent in, that's a bona fide a proposal from an independent third party?
On the purchase price, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, that was unsolicited. That was from a firm in Spokane.
I don't have any other questions.
Yep. I don't have any questions.
Yeah, I don't have any questions either. The bids that you have here and all have been submitted to the assessor's office, I assume.
I haven't submitted anything to the assessor's office other than through the appeal process.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Okay.
All right. I've got it.
So are we good then?
Yep.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and then Dan, I'll have you save that for me.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 323 for property ID 179-660-000. The property is owned by Thomas M. Cook. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Are you constructing, Lisa?
Yes. I'm sorry. There's pounding going on the other side of the wall. They're putting in what the trim around the baseboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, Dan, I'll go ahead and do your spiel.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 325 for property ID 275-743-000. The property is owned by Edward L. Huffman and Kelly L. Huffman. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Edward Huffman present over video chat for the appellant. So go ahead and raise your right hand, and we'll get you sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing to be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has the same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Thank you. I would definitely first say thank you for the time and for making the opportunity. Also, I have appealed in the past, but I found this to be one of my most difficult because of the kind of, we had a peak in property valuation that's slumped off since that time, but because we're looking back to January of 2022, it took a little bit of extra effort in looking at comparables. And hopefully you would agree that I did my due diligence there, looking at comparables that were sold in kind of the midterm of 2021. To give that valuation of what would have been our market value January 1st of 2022. And then the only other piece I have to add is I did not, again, receive the information that the assessor used for the valuation of my property. So barring that, I really had nothing else to go on to independently determine the valuation of our property other than the market value determined by the comparables using county information. So I hope you agree that the market valuation that I came up with using those comparables of $570,000 is justified as opposed to the $655,000, which I could not find any independent information to validate or justify. I believe that's about all I have as far as additional testimony at this time.
How far away from your property would you say these properties are?
These are technically in Yakult. I'd say that's about, I'm trying to find where I have them up here. Let's see, Worthington, 350th, Thompson. It's about 8 to 10 miles as the crow flies. In North Clark County, it's a little bit difficult to find nearby evaluations that fit the, you know, exactly what our property is. Somewhat improved with acreage. About 8 to 10 miles. I still feel they're within our kind of market area.
Good.
So you didn't find anything in Amboy that was comparable?
Not for that time period. I think that was the difficult piece. Admittedly, I did this a few months ago. I didn't go back and look at all the properties I looked at, but I do remember, like I said, it was somewhat difficult because if you looked at anything too recent, you saw the property valuation start to fall off pretty significantly.
I know it's probably a dumb question since I've lived in Clark County my whole life, but which one is farther away from, say, Vancouver, or which one's closer to Cowlitz County, Yakult or Amboy? I don't know which one's further out. Amboy's closer in than
Yeah, it kind of depends on where you're thinking about. Yakult's a little bit more commuters live in Yakult, but Amboy, we're probably a little closer to I-5.
Okay, but how far are you from, say, Woodland or, you know? Are you both?
25 minutes, half an hour. Yakult's probably closer to 40 minutes from Woodland.
Okay, so you're a little bit further north than Yakult.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
You're saying that these houses are about 8 miles away?
Yeah, I'm going approximately there. I didn't look up exactly how far as the crow flies, but that's what I would say between. My house is a little bit west of Amboy proper, and these are different locations around Yakult, so it's a bit of an approximation there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have any questions on it.
No, I got it.
No, I don't. Yeah, me too.
Anything else you want to say?
That's it. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, thank you. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 326 for property ID 118107626. The property is owned by Daniel Moore. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, no one present for the appellant, so we'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 328 for property ID 224-290-000. The property is owned by Danny L. Walsh and Loretta E. Walsh, and it's under trustees. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Danny Walsh and Loretta Walsh present over video chat for the appellant. Like I mentioned, you don't both have to speak, but whoever wants to, go ahead and raise your right hand, and our chair Dan will get you sworn in.
Okay, well,
raise your right hand. And Loretta, if you're going to speak, you need to raise your right hand, too. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank
you. Hey, put it down. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2022. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision.
Okay. So
if you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Up
to you.
Actually, I'm not protesting the tax burden at all. The assessor's records show me that there's an anomaly in the valuation of my property. The increase for the property unit was 27.68%, and that is an anomaly in the county. I have a pre-World War II house, and that structure according to the assessor's records, which I went through, should be about 8% increase in value. Mine was increased in value. This is just for 1 year, you understand, 18.7% for a 1923 house. I live on an Ag 20, which is zoning for this particular area. And the increase in that Ag 20 was 33.998%. So we can call that 34% if you'll allow it. And that's without a zone change or any increase in infrastructure. So we live on a rural land without sewer, without public water, without natural gas, without cable, without public transportation, or any of the other features of urbanization. We do have police and fire, and we have literally a one-lane road out front, but we don't see that as a negative. There are no similar properties anywhere in the county that increased at this 30% rate, 34% rate. There's really no reason that the rate should increase that much. And if it allowed to increase that much, over 3 years, the property values would double, whereas the rest of the county would have increased by about 20% over that same period. So that would make it unable for us to remain here if the property values doubled every 3 years. Okay, I lost place here. So I ask that the assessed value be adjusted to a more moderate rate. In Clark County, rural lands have increased by 8 to 12%. And all of these figures come from the assessor's records. I used a filter only using properties with 10 or more acres in excess acreage. And I didn't even make a consideration of the age of the building, since that's immaterial to the overall rate of increase. It's the property that is most increased. So really, that's pretty much all I have to say. I would ask whether or not I remembered to send in all this paperwork that I downloaded off the assessor's records to do my calculations.
We don't have any of that. I don't know whether you sent it or not, but we don't have that information.
Oh, well, this is what it looks like when it's downloaded. I don't know if you can see that all right, but there. Basically, I just went through, picked out the properties from the total movement of properties in the county over the last couple of years, and just picked out the 10-acre and more acreages with homes on it, and used that as the reason that I'm protesting this increase.
Are you looking at sales or assessed values?
Assessed value from recent sales. The way it's displayed in the assessor's records is it shows what it sold for, but then what it was assessed for this next year. In other words, mm-hmm. if it sold last year and it's assessed for the value for 23.
Well, I mean, we could have looked at that and maybe have given you something. Unless you submitted it, it's not part of the record, and so we can't consider that. I mean, I understand what you're saying and everything, but we cannot consider that unless it's submitted to us.
Okay. So
you have the opportunity to go at this like I said, we can't do anything with it. You have the opportunity to appeal to the state, and it's a similar hearing to this. It's all on video conference, and you have to submit that information and show your calculation as how you get to the value that you are assuming on this property. And you can do it that way. So you can appeal that, but unfortunately, we can't use it because you didn't submit it.
Well, you can use my testimony. I'm telling you that these are calculations come right directly out of the assessor's records. And that,
yeah. Unfortunately, we have to have that corroborated.
Okay. Well, I thought I probably forgot, but I didn't remember whether I did or not. So the point is that 34% is too much of an increase over a single year for any property in Clark County. That's the facts.
No, I understand what you're saying is that I don't know if you were in a revaluation cycle or not, but they sometimes don't update their land, what they call their land values, in certain areas. They only do it like every 6 years or something like that. So that they do an index every year, but they don't update it in terms of the true market value. And that may be what you got caught in. Is the fact is that they've increased it every year, but not to the limit that what it should have gone up. So you may be looking at a value, comparing to a value that was set years ago and not updated properly until they get to this year when you got a revaluation. Like I said, I don't know if you were revalued or not, but that's possibly what could happen. We've had that testimony before by the assessor's office.
Well, I don't think that's the case because I looked in my past increases in valuation, and they seem to be right in line with the county as average. So if the county goes up in value between 8 and 12%, that's how much my property should go up if there are no other changes. I did inquire with the land use people whether or not there had been a zone change that I was not aware of, and that is not the case. So I don't see any reason that my property would go up to at well over twice the rate, almost three times the rate of the rest of the county. So I'm seeing it as an anomaly, an error in the valuation. I'm not protesting anything else about it. It's just wrong that one property in a block of 200 acres of Ag 20s would be gone up to that rate, at that rate, 34% is.
All right, I understand what you're saying. All right. Anything else?
No, that's my protest.
Okay, got it.
Thank you.
Any questions, John or Lisa?
No questions.
No questions.
Okay, thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a continuation of the February 21st, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 333 for property ID 986-041-845. The property is owned by Ronald Wolf. Board members present by video conference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I will hand it back to the board.
Since no one is present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.